Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the morning and evening du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we did a very easy method, an easy way for a person to cover up for all the du'as, or to cover up for any type of musibah that can reach a person, and also to cover up, so to speak, of anything that he may miss, any ma'mulat, any ma'mul of his, plural is ma'mulat, any type of ma'mul that he may have, for example, zikr, tahajjud, du'as, that he may miss during the course of the night. Now by him reading, as we explained, three times, قُلْ أَوَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, before sleeping, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, this will suffice you for everything. So how beautiful, let us not try and miss, or let us not miss this thing for the rest of our lives, inshallah. Three times a person reads, as we explained, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lift up his hands, he would recite, قُلْ هُوَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, blow, and then rub it on himself. He would do this three times. So this he does, a person does before he sleeps. And in the morning, we just read these du'as three times, قُلْ هُوَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and that covers us up for the day. And we explain, because of the extreme amount of fitan and other effects of jadu, sihar, etc., it's encouraged for a person to read this also after every salah. So now he's covered from all sides. Now a person shouldn't even put his mind towards these things. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to do, I did. And that is a way a Muslim behaves. So here we'll see also this hadith of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. The narrator of this hadith is Hazrat Abban ibn Uthman radiallahu anhu, the son of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. How beautiful, you'll find that many times the children of Sahaba would be relating from their parents. This was the ta'alluq that parents and children had. That they're not relating how to make money and how to make business and how to excel as far as the world is concerned, but the children are actually relating hadith from their parents. In other words, this is what they learned from their parents, what their parents had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And sometimes you'll find slaves narrating and relating from their masters. So that was the contact and ta'alluq, that although they were the slave, they were learning from their masters. Such a great ta'alluq they had, that even afterwards they would say that this is what they heard from their master. This is the beauty of Islam, the honor that Islam even gives to slaves. So today's hadith, عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من عبد يقول في صباح كل يوم ومساء كل ليلة بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم ثلاث مرات إلا لم يضره شيء رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any servant says in the morning of every day and the evening of every night in the name of Allah, this dua, Bismillah alladhi la yadhurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis samai wa huwa as-sami'ul alim. So a person reads this dua, which translates as, in the name of Allah ta'ala, with whose name nothing in the earth and the heavens can cause harm. What a beautiful thing. In the name of Allah Ta'ala, with whose name nothing in the earth and heavens can cause harm, He is all hearing, all seeing. So a person reads this three times, then nothing will harm him. Nothing will harm him. A person reads this three times in the morning, reads this three times in the evening, nothing will harm him. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Ibn Majah and Hakim. So we were explaining that Hazrat Abban radiallahu anhu, who was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he was afflicted with partial paralysis. So he was once narrating this hadith to others, and a person was staring at him. So Hazrat Abban radiallahu anhu realized that this man was doubting why he had become paralyzed. Something like a stroke, maybe perhaps one limb or some part of his body couldn't move. And now he's narrating this hadith. And what is the hadith telling us? That if a person, when any servant says in the morning of every day and the evening of every night this dua, then, and he reads it three times, nothing will harm him. Now he's narrating this hadith from his father, Hazrat Abban radiallahu anhu, but he's suffering from partial paralysis. So the person is staring at him when he was narrating it once. So he realized that this person is questioning, or the thought is going through this person's mind, that if you read this dua, nothing will happen to you. Why am I paralyzed? So now he goes and he explains. And he tells him that, you see, this is the wish of Allah Ta'ala, the decree of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wants to happen, Allah Ta'ala will cause it to happen. That is beyond our control. We do what we have to do. What Allah Ta'ala wants to happen will happen. But that morning wherein I got this paralysis, that day that morning I forgot to read this dua. Allah Ta'ala made it such that I forgot to read this dua on that day, and that's the day that I got the paralysis. So that shouldn't even cross your mind. If Allah wants it to happen, it'll happen. But I didn't read this dua on that day, and that's the day that this afflicted me. Showing what yaqeen and what power they had, or what power is in this dua. What yaqeen they had, what power is in this dua, and what i'timad and reliance they had on duas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq also. So he explained, just to give the exact wordings, he explained that the hadith was correct, and that he had once forgotten to recite this dua due to being very angry over a certain matter, and on that day he was afflicted with paralysis. Similarly, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi stated that he used to recite this dua frequently, however he once forgot to do so, and on that day he was stung by a scorpion. Allama Damiri rahmatullah alayhi, the author of Hayatul Hayawan, he mentioned that he was once sitting in the company of his teacher, Allama Fakhruddin Uthman ibn Muhammad At-Tuzi rahmatullah alayhi, when a scorpion appeared, his teacher picked it up in his hand and said that the one who recites this dua will not be harmed with anything. This was the reliance that they had. It doesn't mean now we must go and pick up a scorpion, but these were the high level of iman that they had in the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should all try and learn this very, very powerful dua. So we should try and read it 3 times, morning and evening, this dua. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi, on a Sunday morning, he would make it such that they would practice. So he would read and the people would read with him all the masnoon duas. So it would become easy on the tongue and easy to remember. So this is not a very difficult dua. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa sami'ul alim. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.